Hallelujah. Just want to return or say a big thank you to the Lord for this time that we've had together. This is the first time that we've done this, and I was so thankful for all of your coming. And as far as I know, I should thank you first for coming along. And as far as I know, I was going to say you have responded in such a way and behaved yourselves in such a way that maybe they'll let us do it again. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank my son Matthew for putting this together. I asked him right at the beginning when the Lord laid this upon our hearts. I asked him to kind of think about what to do, and he came up with a theme about the holiness of God. That was the theme of the lessons fourth period also. And I was so glad when he chose that theme. And for the ministers that have come and the church workers, youth workers that have come to help us, they've really poured out their hearts, their strength, and God gave them his word. And the ministry that they have rendered to him and to us has been very precious. I thank Brother Isaac, if he's here. He's outside with the baby. Can you hear me? I thank you. all who've had a part, so many who've worked to bless us in these days. And I'm so grateful to God. So grateful to God. We thank him first of all. And don't forget the things we've heard. And take Jesus with you today as you go and into this school year. And let his light shine into your mind and heart. Don't forget. Don't forget. Oh God, make this word my daily food, my daily portion. Amen. You know, there's a song, a prayer we're going to sing, and then Brother Matt's going to come and he'll close the meeting. 361, about following the Lord. 361. Maybe you've promised something to God during this time. Lord, you touched my heart. You spoke to me. You've called me to follow you. Now, Lord, give me the grace to keep my vows and to follow you with all my heart. Now, I'm not on my own, but you are with me. 361. Let's sing it straight to him.
Third verse, you can actually close your hymn books for a minute. I was thinking last night when I found my dad, I said, oh, it'd be great to sing "Oh Jesus, I Have Promised" as the last song. So we're going to sing it as our last verse when we after we dismiss. When Brother Keith had testimonies last night, at the end he said if there was anyone who wanted to give a testimony, would they raise their hand? And I kind of half-heartedly raised my hand because I knew I should. And so now here I am. Dad told me start of this meeting that I would have a chance to give a testimony. So if you just give me 5 minutes, and then we'll sing that third verse and dismiss in prayer. Okay? But just real quickly, here's what came to mind. We heard about being called to be holy in an unholy world. And last night, as you were testifying, a story in the Bible came to mind, and it was the story of Moses. God had called Moses away to speak with him, and as Moses was away, the Israelites became bored, and they needed entertainment, and so Aaron built an idol for them, and they worshipped that idol, and Moses came down from the mountain, and we've talked about how God is angry with sin because God is a holy God, and there is no other God besides him, and so God was angry. And Moses was angry. And Moses called out, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me." And the Levites were not innocent. It wasn't, "We didn't do anything wrong, so we will come to you." But they acknowledged that they had done something wrong. And they came to Moses. And they offered to serve him and serve God. And Moses called them to do something very difficult. They had to swear allegiance to God above all else, above family, above all else. And that's holiness. That's being separated from sin unto God to serve him in an unholy world. And the thought that came to me as you were testifying was this. Every Levite, I would think they were in their tents and they were already in the minority. It was 11 to 1, sort of. And yet when they had one another, they were able to win a victory for God. Sure, God was on their side, and they were on the Lord's side, which is more important. I think they're both very important. But they had one another. And as you were testifying, that thought came to me. We hear often that we're in a battle, and you face, I was talking to Brother Keith last night as we looked at the stars, you face a battle that is very different than other battles. In the natural sense, in 2009, when countries go to war, they're constantly inventing new weapons. And the same is true in spiritually as well. And you face weapons that were not thought of years ago. You hear about these real leaders and men of God that were used. And you face battles that they never had to face. But God is able. And Brother Keith mentioned some people that he was privileged to meet here at camp, and some that prayed with him. And then you also mentioned that we're another generation that God wants to work through. And I was just, my grandfather had a favorite poem, and I was just teasing last night, and the poem came to mind. And then when Dad called me up, I said, "You know what? I'm gonna go find the poem." And it was a poem from World War I. And it was written. See, says Diane. It was written by. I have a problem pronouncing words that have a double T. Anyway, it was written by a man after quite a battle, and he looked out over the field and he saw so many that had perished. And he was actually taking care of someone that had survived, but he looked over at the crosses where those had been buried, and he wrote this from 1915. "In Flanders field, the poppies blow beneath the crosses row on row. Then mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields." And so, we have a battle, and the call goes out that we take up our quarrel with the foe, and we carry on these truths that have been passed to us. And God is good, and he's gracious, and he's victorious, and he's never lost a battle. And so we place ourselves in his hands, and he fights the battle with us and for us, and he assures us of victory. "My foes are ever near me, around me and within, but Jesus, draw thou near and shield my soul from sin." Let's sing that third verse. Oh, dear.
hearts, O God, that you have called each one of us to this place, Lord, in these days. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. Lord, we thank you that you have begun once again, Lord, to fan the flame, O God, as we have heard, Lord, that you have put that flame within each one of us, O Lord. And Lord Jesus, that you wanted to grow and you wanted to become that fire, Lord, within us, O God, that would burn, the burning of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I pray that as these young people leave this place, Lord, as we all leave this place, O God, that the Holy Spirit would burn brightly within us, Lord Jesus, and that you would give us the wisdom every day, Lord, to do those things, to use our weapons, O Lord, the ones you've placed within us and in our hands, O God, your precious word, Lord. Father, that you put that desire within each one of our hearts to take it up every day and to use it, O Lord, to use it, to put it within our minds and our hearts. Yes. Lord, this sword of the Spirit, O God, that you've given us, Father, I pray that we would not be, Lord, those that would just lay it down and forget about it. Lord, you've called us, O God, and we want to respond to that call. Lord Jesus, you've seen the effort that we've given, however feeble it might have been, Lord, in these days. But you know the effort, O God, that we have put, Lord, to take the sword and, Lord, to take the word, O God. And we pray that as we leave, Lord, that you would give us the grace and the strength to use it, O Lord, and to listen for your voice, to hear you, Lord. You are our friend, O God, and I pray that you'd walk with every one of these young people, Lord, into the places that they will go from this place, that you would go with them, and Lord, be everything to them, Lord Jesus. Prove yourself in every area of their lives. Lord, we give ourselves to you, Lord, and we thank you for your victory, that you lead us in your victory. We ask that you would be glorified in each one of us, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.